2-year Guptaversary. Yesterday was my 2-year Guptaversary, and when I look back at the day I started the Gupta program and think about what has happened the last 2 years, I can't really believe it. It still seems like a miracle to me, and I would like to share it with you. In my first years with CFS, I never accepted the condition. All I wanted was to get rid of this illness and get my life back. Then, after 2.5 years of being ill, there have been a few events that caused my first level of acceptance. This was the point when I came across the Gupta program. I knew immediately that it was for me and ordered it the next day, which was probably the most life-changing decision I've ever made. I didn't even think about doubting the program because the explanation made so much sense to me. I had visited quite a few doctors and healers before, but none of them could really help me. Instead, I had been confronted with a lack of understanding. I had been spending most of my time at home in bed or on the sofa. My main symptoms were exhaustion, a new version of headaches, and brain fog. I also had been very sensitive to noises. No matter what I had tried to do, meeting a friend, going for a short walk, playing an instrument, or even just listening to music, I felt worse afterwards. And we don't even need to talk about the crashes from physical exercise. The first 3 months with the Gupta program, I didn't notice any physical improvements, but mentally. I was much more relaxed due to the regular meditations and the fact that I now knew what was going on in my body. After 3 months, I did a short weekend trip to a campsite. It took a lot of courage to overcome my fears and go there, but the effects were immense. After a while, my symptoms had been gone completely for a short time, and I just felt normal. For me, this was the proof that it really was just a loop in the brain and that this program worked. Back home, my symptoms came back completely, so I decided to go to another campsite for a longer time. But this only made me feel worse. Running away obviously wasn't the solution. I needed another level of acceptance. I realized that meeting people was my main stress factor and the cause for the ongoing ups and downs. I decided to cut off everything and to give myself the time I needed to heal. Within the next half year, I managed to go for regular walks and increase the distance slowly but steadily because I didn't overdo it anymore, or at least not that often. If I felt like I had done much too less, then it was exactly the right amount. Like this, I went from a few minutes per day to 30 to 45 minutes per day without a dip. Then I even walked faster sometimes and also started riding my bike again for short distances. And the most incredible thing, I felt better during and after these activities instead of worse. After this first year of Guptaing, I started working deeper on my parts with the help of a coach. I realized that I had been wearing a mask all my life, and when I started finding and being my true self, my symptoms decreased even more. I suddenly could have long phone calls without a dip afterwards, which had not been possible for years. And also, I didn't even think about the surrounding sounds anymore when being outside. These successes were followed by a 3-month-long dip due to an emotional inner conflict. But as soon as it had been solved, the next successes came my way. I took the train to visit my brother, and crossing the first big train station, I nearly cried because I was so happy to be able to travel again. Shortly afterwards, I did a short trip to the seaside, which I had been visualizing for years. A few weeks later, I visited one of my Gupta buddies and was surprised that I could spend nearly the whole day in trains and on train stations without any negative effects. Well, the reason might be that I just love traveling by train. The following month until now, I've still had a few challenges to cope with, but meanwhile I learned to accept the ups and downs completely, and I always try to see the positive side of a dip. I'm still working on my migraines, digestion issues, my brain fog due to screen work, and a lot of emotions that are coming up, but basically I got my energy back. I can go for walks up to 2 hours and enjoy the nature. I can do yoga or light physical exercise. I even started running, and the only problem here were my knees but not my energy level. And I had already forgotten how it feels to walk upstairs and really have power in your legs. I have no problem getting up in the morning anymore because I feel normal after waking up and look forward to the day. I meet people without thinking about when I need to rest again. I have enough energy to sing and to play the guitar or the piano, and I listen to music every day. I can't tell you how grateful I am to have these things back in my life, as I miss them so much. But I didn't only get my energy back, I gained so much more. I found new friends. I'm working voluntary in a wonderful team for the Facebook Gupta Forum. I finally have professional plans for the future, since I'd like to start the Gupta Coach training in September. I discovered a new way of living with more mindfulness and less stress. For the first time in my life, I experienced an inner peace and I recognized that you can't find happiness on the outside, but only within yourself. I learned to surrender and trust in my life. I learned to follow my gut instinct. I discovered pieces of myself I didn't even know they existed. I developed real self-confidence and self-esteem. I found my true self, or at least started finding it. It feels like I've been sleeping my whole life and now I'm awake. I will be forever grateful that I got this condition and that I came across the Gupta program, because it turned my whole life upside down, in a positive way, of course. Each moment in which I'm feeling good is a small miracle for me, and I'm looking forward to a lot more miracles to come.